It was rendered in ruddy shades of brown and green, a violent panorama of soldiers, horses, spears, and banners, all colliding on a pastoral hillside.
"Vasari, Vasari," Sienna whispered. "And hidden in there somewhere is his secret message?"
Langdon nodded as he squinted toward the top of the huge mural, trying to locate the particular green battle flag on which Vasari had painted his mysterious message. Cerca Trova. "It's almost impossible to see from down here without binoculars," Langdon said, pointing. "But in the top middle section, if you look just below the two farmhouses on the hillside, there's a tiny, tilted green flag and—"
"I see it," Sienna said,
pointing to the upper right quadrant, precisely in the right spot. Langdon wished he had younger eyes. The two walked closer to the towering mural, and Langdon gazed up at its splendor. Finally, they were here. The only problem now was that Langdon was not sure why they were here. He stood in silence for several long moments, staring up at the details of Vasari's masterpiece. "If I fail, then all is death." A door creaked open behind them, and the custodian with the floor buffer peered in, looking uncertain. Sienna gave a friendly wave. The custodian eyed them a moment and then closed the door.
"We don't have much time, Robert," Sienna urged. "You need to think. Does the painting ring any bells for you? Any memories at all?"
Langdon scrutinized the chaotic battle scene above them. "The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death." Langdon had thought perhaps the mural included a corpse whose dead eyes were gazing blankly off toward some other clue in the painting, or perhaps even elsewhere in the room. Unfortunately, Langdon now saw that there were dozens of dead bodies in the mural, none of them particularly noteworthy, and none with dead eyes directed anywhere in particular.
"The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death?"
He tried to envision connecting lines from one corpse to another, wondering if a shape might emerge. But he saw nothing. Langdon's head was throbbing again as he frantically plumbed the depths of his memory. Somewhere down there, the voice of the silver-haired woman kept whispering,
"Seek, and ye shall find."
"Find what?" Langdon wanted to shout. He forced himself to close his eyes and exhale slowly. He rolled his shoulders a few times and tried to free himself from all conscious thought, hoping to tap into his gut instinct. "Very sorry, Vasari, Cerca Trova. The truth can be glimpsed only through the eyes of death." His gut told him, without a doubt, that he was standing in the right location. And while he was not yet sure why, he had the distinct sense that he was moments away from finding what he had come here seeking. Agent Bruder stared blankly at the red velvet pantaloons and tunic in the display case before him and cursed under his breath. His SRS team had searched the entire costume gallery, and Langdon and Sienna Brooks were nowhere to be found.
"Surveillance and response support," he thought angrily. "Since when does a college professor elude SRS? Where the hell did they go?"
"Every exit was sealed," one of his men insisted. "The only possibility is that they are still in the gardens." While this seemed logical, Bruder had the sinking sensation that Langdon and Sienna Brooks had found some other way out.
"Get the drone back in the air," Bruder snapped, "and tell the local authorities to widen the search area outside the walls." "God damn it."
As his men dashed off, Bruder grabbed his phone and called the person in charge.
"It's Bruder," he said. "I'm afraid we've got a serious problem. A number of them, actually.